Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
But Donna, she did come in at 16.
Got real.
We like to support each other by charging vaguely around the same amount of money.
Holy!
Now, reaching out to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, it's Ken and Lisa. Well, you can start while
All
I
All right, okay. Well, hello. Welcome back again for another episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show. So right now I'm talking because Mr. Ken is snacking, as you can hear.
Well,
now you should go out into the woods. You're a rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah. So for now, I'll be your host. I'm Lisa. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and mental health practitioner. And today is Sunday, August 24th, 2014. Tomorrow's a new moon. So hopefully the show goes as planned. Sorry?
New moon as opposed to an old moon. And
as opposed to a full moon.
I'm Ken. I'm a transformational life coach. What am I? What am I?
You don't know where you are? Well, I guess
sit over there. Then. I forget.
Right.
I'm also a legal process outsourcer. I'm the host. Lisa's, I guess she's co-host.
Yes. Now, before we get going today on the show, I wanted to mention I'm feeling really good today. I had an awesome day yesterday. Actually, what I did yesterday was floating. Do you know what that is?
Well, you float by rising off the ground.
So floating otherwise is known as a sensory deprivation chamber.
Oh, wait, before
Sorry.
We go further, we must give the proper respect.
Yeah. Please. Floating tank. It's called it's otherwise known as sensory deprivation chamber.
Okay.
And basically, yeah. So I went there. I've heard a lot of things about it. Basically, you're going there as a tank, and you float in the water, but it's warm water. It pretty much matches almost your body temperature. But they salt it with Epsom salts. So I think it's like 400 pounds of Epsom salt. So basically, you're floating. Doesn't matter. You can weigh hundreds of pounds, and you float. That's interesting. You can't see anything. You can't hear anything. I was wearing earplugs. And when I first got in, actually, I was a little nervous. I didn't close the tank. because I feel like I was going into like some alien chamber. So I just was floating there. I was like, okay, and then I shut the lid. Couldn't see anything. It's very relaxing.
So other words, if I can translate for the listeners, the tank, you float in water, and it's salt.
And you're naked.
Well, yeah.
It's relaxing, yeah.
And it's salt in the water, so you're floating there.
Mm-hmm.
The door is shut, and it allows your mind to open and explore new realm and new new things, and allows you to, in a sense, to go on a new enchanted journey. The same thing as a good bottle of beer will do for you.
No, but in that state actually allows your brain to go. It's called theta.
There's
beta, theta, hypnosis goes as deep as delta. So it's the second deepest brain wave, is where your brain's, you can contemplate things, be really creative. Anyway, I tried it and my mind was blown because it's different than hypnosis and I felt even more calm and aware. And cause you saw me yesterday, you said I look really bright. You're like, oh.
No, I was hungover, but yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Totally.
Anyway, if you're interested, I want to give props to this Float House in Vancouver. It was a really great experience there.
So, let's see if we can find this so we can. There we go. Floathouse.ca.
So, yeah, not that one.
Well,
because I was looking at yesterday.
It says not found.
That's right there. Just go click on there, the homepage. So yeah, it's called Float. But if you're not in this area, I'm sure if you Google floating. It's getting really popular, these types of facilities. And it was really neat. Afterwards...
Wait. Let's make sure we get it proper for people.
All right.
In other words, you go to FloatHouse.ca, and it says, bottom here, it says...
They're in Vancouver or...
No, wait. It says,
select
a city. And you can select Vancouver or Victoria. So if you select Vancouver, let's say Victoria... And it says opening May. Oh, opening
open
May
now.
2nd. I assume it's open.
Yeah.
And it's on Harold Street. Anyone know there? By Douglas and Government. If anyone knows Victoria, Vancouver. It's on
70 West Cordova Street.
Oh, yeah, you went there yesterday.
Oh, there.
I guess you would know.
Yeah.
70 West Cordova in Gastown.
Yeah.
So 70 West Cordova. But this says. What about this? What's this opening soon?
Opening soon, South Surrey, actually.
Oh.
And they've won in Kitts on 4th.
Yep. Anyway, so go check it out and float. And it's apparently a warm, wonderful feeling.
Yes, it's different for everyone. And I would actually highly recommend it if you did this with hypnosis. I think it'd be a great experience for people. So that was my wonderful weekend. So on to the show. So today,
what's today's topic?
Well, I don't know. Facebook, I saw this article about, I'll say, she's not a woman, I think she's a girl. It's a 22-year-old girl. Where is it? I need to pull it up.
Move.
Pull it up.
That's a bird.
She wrote this, I should be unbiased, but anyway.
That's the bird there.
Yeah, she wrote basically, keep it up the top so I can see.
Oh, she's kind of cute, but...
Are we going to talk about how cute she is, or are we going to talk about the topic?
Oh, the topic, of course, yeah.
If you don't care what she says. It's just talking about some, what'd she say? She thinks, woman who thinks reducing the male population by 90% will solve everything. So, you know, of course, it's really outrageous, and I really can't take that seriously at all. But it got me thinking about these girls, because she's only 22, they really, you know... If they want a sperm donor, that's it.
And she studies criminology, of all things. Fuck it, hell.
I know. No, it really got me thinking about feminism and what it's done to families and maybe even
Well, let's be blunt. It's destroyed society.
Well, maybe feminism. The feminism that came into play actually even started in the 1920s. It, gave them equal rights. It took away the stigma of marriage.
No, stigma of divorce.
Hmm?
I think it was divorce.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Yeah.
Divorce. Especially when women were able to have their own money. There wasn't that need. Because you take away that need to survive with someone else, then you're not really... There's nothing... What holds you together if you don't You know what I'm saying? There's no glue that really is going to hold you. Because it used to be, you know, a woman was there. Yeah, you need each other to survive. He would help on, I guess, the farm, or he would work. And she would, I don't know, help with gardening, housework, kids. But now, the hard part now is people get married, the roles are swapped. And you don't know who's doing what and this and that. And it creates fights and confusion. And now
the feminists just want your money.
Yeah, so they're going by things that, you know, you tell me when you go to bars. They want equal rights, but not when it comes to money.
Yeah, they want the man to pay for everything.
Everything, but they still want everything else. So that's not going to fly. The point is, the girl writing that article, it's not about... The pendulum should be swinging either way. You know, swinging to the left, to the right. It should be kind of in between. And
well, bottom line is, I guess the feminists have an agenda, which they do, to be on top, to control. So it more and more leads to the men protecting themselves. And regarding the nuclear family, that's...
Well, that, what the hell is that anymore? Yeah, we
eventually
don't
really... that's going to be done. But certain cultures, it's still strong. The Indo-Canadian culture, it's still very strong. So, but yeah, certain cultures, it is still strong, but...
It was kind of funny. I was reading that. It tells us a natural disaster, or you need strong men to take care of stuff. I guess, are they going to take care of their own, I guess?
They won't be able to handle the
No, they'll
disaster.
Come running, and then you'll be like, oh, what do you want?
They won't handle disaster. They won't handle fuck all.
And you'll be like, what can you trade?
Yeah. I'll say, come on, let's go, and keep your mouth shut, and we'll grab these crops.
And they keep gaggling, I'll be like, oh, hit the road.
I guarantee you, if it's like an earthquake or disaster, like you said, that feminism will go out the window.
It's not going to work. Because what comes...
But another thing, another topic that's tied in, a lot of these younger birds now, they're fancying the lads that look like little girls, like feminized lads.
Yeah.
And again, in a natural disaster or something like that, these feminized lads will not be able to rise to the challenge.
This also ties into a point... in natural disaster, you're there to survive, right? You need each other. Like in the old times, the reason why there was less divorces and the marriage stuff, because people had to survive. They had to rely on each other, and it wasn't okay to get divorced. There's a stigma.
Yeah, and what these birds don't seem to get is, like you said, when it's a disaster as such,
yeah.
And these feminized boys won't be able to do fuck all. And then what's going to happen is it'll be the cavemen like me, they'll run to say, can you help? And... You know me, I'll say, all right, come on, let's make it happen and keep your mouth closed and we'll survive. If they want to say, I want to express my opinion and my right, let's say zombie apocalypse, zombies are around.
Sure, yeah.
And I say, keep quiet, the zombies are nearby. And they say, I want to voice my opinion, I have rights. I say, okay, here's your right. I'll open the door, toss you over there, your zombie food.
Yeah. Is it?
Because
it's like
they don't understand that if you want equality, you will get equality. But be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. And when you get it, do not complain about how hard it is. They don't seem to get that.
Yeah, and so when we lose the stigma of the stuff, it really makes it okay. Like another one, what was it called? Fat acceptance. It makes it normalized. It's okay. It's not okay to be unhealthy.
Never mind the fact that...
Never
mind the fact that if you're overweight or whatever, it's how unhealthy it is to your organs, your body, and et cetera. So this fat acceptance is just utter rubbish.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying, you know, everyone should be this size or weigh this much. Whatever's healthy for you.
You should be healthy.
Yeah.
You should be healthy and be happy.
So you can live a long time, whatever. How do you want to treat your body?
And be happy.
Because in the studies, your brain is creating new synapses and neurons all the way till you die. So, you know, what are you going to, how you, and that plays part into it, being healthy. The more actually exercise you get, the better, more blood to the brain, it's better for the brain.
But feminism is the big topic here, so.
But yeah, we got off topic there. But the point is that it's not about who's right, who's wrong. It's about, you know, working together.
If the feminists work along with the, what do you call the people, non-feminists, whatever, and have harmony and balance,
well, yeah,
then
I don't,
that's good.
I don't, consider myself a feminist. I'm just, I don't know, a person that, you know, we should all get along and support each other.
You're far from a feminist.
So, at the same time, it doesn't mean, you know, feminist, oh, if you're not a feminist, what are you, I don't know if they would call you a doormat. No, it's not about that. I want peace and harmony.
To be honest, instead of them worrying about these topics, they really should be focused on education and getting their, you know, groundwork for a happy life. Whether they, I'm saying whether they have a man or marriage or not.
Yeah, the girl who getting her criminology degree, I wonder what she's going to do with it. Like, you know, instead of writing this article.
Well, have you seen the comments they said about her? They said she should be locked in an asylum.
Oh, yeah, so who knows how well she is. She's only 22, so, you know, things change a lot when you're that young.
Yeah, the only thing she's got going, she got her looks going for her, but...
Yeah, we know, you know... Youth is very fleeting, as we say. What's that for?
That's what she's going to look like in a few years. She keeps, you know, in this agenda. She's going to stress herself, and she'll look worse than that.
Yeah, instead of fighting about worrying about, you know, being a feminist, there's more important things going on in the world, you know. What's going on right now. What's going on right now, U.S., with, you know, Ferguson and human rights, like, the planet of being peaceful is just more important.
Oh, we forgot one thing.
Hmm?
We should give the number.
Oh, yes. We got too excited there. Number is 516-595-8091. Or you can send us a message in our chat room.
Otherwise, in English, 516-595-8091.
That was English.
That was the, well.
What was it?
I have no clue.
No.
It normally, go ahead.
I don't know what it's going to take for these.
You know, I can tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take something
this
like...
This is a test. Yeah. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed where to tune in your area for news and official information. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
That's what it's going to take for this stuff to change.
Well, I think slowly things are changing, but yeah, it's going to take a while.
But how can hypnotherapy help this?
Well, it can help you to think differently. If you're ready to make the change and you want to, you know, change your life, have a better life, if you want to go back to school, hypnosis can find your heart's desire, what you want.
Yeah, but how can specifically help the situation, like with this bird here, the one who advocates the change, what can they do for her?
Well, I don't know if I can help her. I don't know if she wants to help.
Let's say she wants to help.
She wants to help. Well, specifically, if she wants to change her mindset, then...
Mindset, likely,
then
yeah.
I can make suggestions to her subconscious, or... that's the part of her that's making her think this way. Probably good. Maybe she's brainwashed from her mother or who knows what.
So actually, parts therapy can actually sort her out.
Yes, I use parts the most often. It's, well, awesome. Parts are awesome.
It is. It's... Yeah, I feel better now. I feel better after that.
Yeah. So, you know, there's hope if you want to change how you think. You want to stop thinking a certain way.
But could that really work?
You want to change?
Perhaps.
I can't imagine this girl really thinks this way. Like,
well,
she said that she's brainwashed.
She's just simply... That's it.
She must be... She must be getting some bad programming somewhere, either from her, some girlfriends, mother, woman. Just like, you know, any, if a group, someone's like racist, they get programming somewhere. They're just born that way. If you are born that way, probably in the womb, your mother was like talking like that.
Maybe she just needs to grow drinks, stiff drinks.
Speaking of that, in the womb, careful what you, if you're a lady there and you're pregnant, careful what things are said around the baby, because that, it picks up programming that way too.
Yeah, yeah. Can you clarify that?
Oh yeah. So
if it takes a bit longer for the show,
yeah.
Just clarify.
So when a baby's in the womb, it hears everything. It picks up any negative yelling, any positive loving energy, music, everything.
Even this.
I might tell it. Because in sessions I've had clients where they go back to the womb.
Really?
At times, this is during parts therapy where the person's like, I don't want to be born. I don't want to be born.
So
they know if there's something not right, or there's like discord, or maybe the parents are talking about, we shouldn't keep this child, I can't afford it, or anything like that going on. It's imprinted.
Yeah.
So new parents, this is something really important to talk about. When your baby's born, baby, child, careful with your information you're giving this child.
Totally.
This is actually a really good time to talk about, there's two types of people, emotional and physical.
Oh, yeah, oh, there we go. Yeah, actually, that's a great topic. Let's discuss that.
No, it's important because, okay, first I'll explain the difference. Emotional, well, I'm emotional, he's physical.
Yeah, but you can shorten it down, though.
I'm an emo, emo's
which,
short.
Emo, which stands for emotional.
Yeah, and fizz is physical.
Then physical.
So he's a fizz, I'm an emo.
Whatever.
It doesn't mean I'm emotional. He's not. If anything, actually, fizzes are more emotional. Fizzes.
Whatever.
Can I explain it without you pushing a button? Fizzes are about the bling. They're usually more extroverted. They like all the attention. Their biggest fear is rejection. They like clear, direct direction. They don't like you pussyfooting. You're not really clear about what you want to do.
That's because we're on top, but yeah.
Very high sex drive. There's just a few things. So emo, quite often they're introverted. They have a closed body language. They're kind of people who are at the party, who are kind of hanging out in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Other words, wallflowers.
Totally. So if they're there, we don't like parties like that.
No, only parties where you cluck like a chicken.
No, I'm not doing him. That's a party. Number one, we don't like being told what to do. So probably a lot of you parents out there, I bet you love your kids, to call emos. So they don't like being told what they do. Emos don't have a high sex drive. They're more like romantic and stuff. So, they're basic. Basically, those are the two differences. And emos actually quite often don't want kids. And they're not very, like, they can appear distant.
Hmm.
Okay, so back to explaining the parents. So, a mother, when you have a child from age 8, sorry, 0 to 8.
You speak over a bit
the
louder.
The mother is the one who creates an emo or fizz child. So, what I mean by that, what happens is, if the mother is coddling the child.
Coddling, yeah.
Otherwise being a helicopter parent. or not following through with discipline, which I imagine happens quite a bit.
Exactly.
It creates a child who is emo. Another thing I forgot to mention, emos need their space. The part when you're cuddling and being around them all the time, emos don't like a lot of physical touch a lot of times. They want their space.
They want their space. Oh, how much do they want this?
Oh, no.
See? Exactly.
See, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Why,
emo.
What you don't like?
Don't. Go away.
See?
So it creates that, and but on the other hand, if the mother, I would say, is an old school parent, when she disciplines the kid, she says what she does. She does what she says. Is really strict with the child, things like that. It creates a fizz, and actually, until age 9 or 10, all kids are fizzes naturally. But now these emos are being formed because this is what's happening. the mother when you're treating your child like that. And I have to be honest, being emo, it's challenging because, you know, in this day and age, how do you have a job when you don't like people to do?
Exactly.
If you're in the military, how do you be in the military? You don't like being told what to do.
Well, even in society.
Well, in general, you don't like being told what to do.
Well, I was going to say, in society, if you choose to be, well, if you're, as you say, evil, and you choose to not listen to authority, you will be rewarded with having the beautiful experience of experiencing Her Majesty's pleasure. Free pass to Her Majesty's pleasure.
Yeah. So I explained, basically, I call it suggestibility, emo fizz of your general personality, but there's also something called sexual suggestibility, emo fizz. So that's created between ages of 9 to 14 by the father.
Hmm.
So the father creates the emo sexual when, if you see your parents, they're distant. They don't show a lot of affection. And so that creates a sexual emo. So emo learns that they're not okay. That's why they want their space. I don't want to be touched. No. Or at the same time, the parents are loving and they show affection. And that's why fizzes, they really need that physical attention. If they don't have it, they feel like they're being rejected.
Of course, yeah. Good. But I mean, it's me.
So it's really important. And then it's a whole different ball game if, say, the parents is fighting or worse, then that's a whole different thing. Like.
Wow.
Yeah. So when I was learning this, when I took my training, it was a real eye-opener.
Your hypnotherapy training, let's clarify.
Yes, my hypnotherapy training, it was an eye-opener, explained a lot of things about relationships and people, why I act the way I do, and why other people, and why you act the way you do.
You mean to tell me, there's an explanation for yours truly.
Yes. Well, you're also a narcissist. But...
Well, we don't want the world to know. Oh, thanks. Now the fucking world knows I'm a narcissist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Well, I just thought of you, so I hit the button.
Yeah. Well, it's new moon tomorrow. I'll be doing my, you know, my different stuff.
So. Right, here we go. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
New moon. Oh yeah.
So,
new moon.
Bottom line to the story: from when you conceive your child to when you have your kid, be really mindful of what you are telling your child, how you're treating your child, because kids observe and they know a lot more than you think. So there you go.
So will these bears listen? Will they just sit around and watch the telly and you know, the shows like Jerry Springer and Maury? Will they actually listen?
I don't know who's listening right now, but all I can do is put this information out there, and maybe someone will like it and listen. So always call me if you have any questions.
And also, I think a lot of these boys growing up, they do need some sort of male role model. If you're not with the daddy. If you have like a strong uncle or like a, I don't know, like a, you know, men's or boys club or such.
Yeah. Even if there's no parent around, there'll be some male or female figure, either a teacher, coach, if you're in a gang, whatever, you know what I mean? There's going to be someone there that's going to model emo fizz.
Yeah, but the point I'm getting at is these boys need some kind of male structure.
So the girls too, they need a healthy role model.
So you birds, if you're not with the daddy of the kids, at least if you date, you know, if he's a bit, strong-willed or whatever, and he's a good role model for the kids, like, you know, teach them things and take them on trips, and the kids see the strong family structure, your kids actually will have a lot of the issues that you see today's kids now. So if you're not with the daddy, again, and you hook up with a lad, and he's, strong will, whatever, good model. You do whatever you can. Keep that guy around. Keep that guy happy. Whatever it takes, he's happy. He wants to stay to help raise the kids. And especially, you know, he's a good job, lots of money, and good person. That nagging, et cetera, you put a zipper on it if you want to, for the benefit of the family. Yeah, I had to say it the blunt way. Well, we'll keep it on anyway. But I had to say it that kind of blunt way to get the message out, because now, unfortunately, in society, these people are so politically correct, you won't get, they won't say what's really on their mind, and message gets tossed to the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, what's your input?
My input was, at the same time, it's really important for the girls to have a good role model. Healthy role model teaches the girl how to learn things, how to be independent.
And she can sew.
So, yeah, or knit. I just learned 2 years ago how to knit, and I just took a course. You never know, cooking, all that stuff. Actually, speaking of that, this is kind of off topic, but there's a huge insurgent of people want to learn how to do like stuff like canning, cooking.
Where did you see it? Hear this?
Well, all these different groups I belong to. There's a new store that opened in Vancouver. It's like a home. What do you call it? It's like a store for all that holistic natural stuff.
But here's the deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, what age range is mostly into these types of things? Because the reason why I ask is because it's mostly older birds. It's not as good as opposed if it's younger. Then, it gets passed on or can stay longer, but older birds kind of keep it to themselves.
It's for people, I think, generally in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Younger birds in their 20s or whatever, it's great, if they got into it as well.
So,
the birds in their 40s, they have their own issues, actually. But on a lighter moment for a minute, I have to... Sing. Okay, you do that too well.
Anyway, so, you know what? If people don't know by right now, I love animals. So, and it was actually just earlier, I was outside. I saw squirrels outside. I was like, we're having a radio show. Maybe next time you can be on.
Oh, yeah, talking to squirrels. Hey, it works for me. Did they speak back to you?
I could sense what they were telling me.
Oh, was it mental telepathy? They spoke back to you?
That's how animals communicate, yeah.
Oh. Outstanding. What did he say?
Hello.
Oh. Mm. You really can speak to the animals.
Yeah. Oh, I want to tell our listeners, let us know what other topics you wanted to hear about.
Oh, wait a minute. So what's he saying? Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I was going to say something to our listeners.
But just one quick thing I wanted to ask you. So what are they saying? Oh. You're going to tell the listeners.
Yeah. Is there any other things you'd like us to talk about? I know you've been talking about different topics. It's kind of a common theme of different relationships, but is there anything that people want to know?
One thing we should do is take another, I suppose, 5 minutes or so and discuss this gastric band. The gastric band for the stomach.
Yeah. Before we go to there, I don't know if people know... my background is in nutrition, veterinary medicine. If people ever want any shows about those topics, you should just send us a message. But, all right. So, the gastric band. So, what you want me to...
Well, briefly, it's that band goes around your stomach.
Yes.
But it's through hypnotherapy. And you actually, to be simple, blunt terms, you actually eat less. Hence, you eat less. You lose weight. You're healthier because, as you're losing weight anyway, your clothes sizes are smaller. It's better for your body in general, good for like cholesterol, etc. And the gastric band is becoming very, very popular. We've gotten, so many people now who are doing it.
I'll explain a little more in detail. So I'm sure people, I think I've heard of the gastric band surgery.
Yeah.
It's really actually what it does is, I think I've said it before, average stomach can fit 6 cups of food. After this is done, including in hypnosis, it only can fit about half a cup of food. So, like Ken, you said, you eat a lot less, you get less calories, so of course you're going to lose weight. That's only one part of it during the gastric band. That's the first session, and then a lot of it is doing the parts therapy, dealing with the emotional part of eating, regarding also motivation. Talk about nutrition support. Then the really important self-hypnosis MP3 that you listen to daily. And have people do journaling. So it's a long process. There's many things involved. It's not a quick fix. You have to be committed to do the work.
So if we give the skinny to the people.
Okay, give the skinny. No pun intended, yeah.
It can help. Well, it's similar to the surgery that you get from the doctor.
Yeah.
To reduce weight, it's just as effective, if not more, actually more effective, because the band can be adjusted without surgery. So between that and
removed, whatever.
And the special payment arrangements we have,
yes.
It's affordable to everyone on this planet. If you're not of this planet, you know, it's a bit different, but everyone on this planet, it's affordable. And it's one of the best things we're doing now to help society. We're giving back to the community by helping people, you know, become fit, etc., and lose weight and those good things. And also, Lisa has the background at the nutrition. Was it nutrition?
I'm a holistic nutritionist, and you also have that mental health background because you know people are that overweight. A lot of times they feel depressed and not good about themselves.
What I'm saying is with the gastric band, you can use that to help drop the weight to pounds. And with your nutrition background, you can help design a good food menu. You know what I mean?
I can do that, or I can talk, you know, educate people what foods are they eating. Do you know how to read labels? Like, there's lots of things. I really tailor it to each person.
Yeah, you can get some food advice on the nutrition. Ooh, otherwise, nutrition advice.
Yeah, so.
To go along with the gastric band training, so.
And exercise. And all that.
So the gastric band can drop the weight. The nutrition background can help you with your diet.
Healthy eating, all that.
And regarding the exercise, etc., the hypnotherapy can help motivate you to want to exercise.
Yeah.
So we can sort you out in all areas.
Yes, you can.
So that's what I wanted to say in simple terms for the birds, for the listeners.
Okay. I think the listeners, are they birds? Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say? But that's going to wrap it up.
I got the one sponsor, special sponsor. I must play his commercial. Here we go.
Have you been stopped at the U.S. border? If so, we can help. Been denied entry to the USA? If so, we can help. Criminal record? We can help you get a pardon. Call 1-888-908-3841 and ask us to solve your USA entry problem.
There.
Okay.
And I think that about wraps it up. We're going to do the other show in 20 minutes for the legal processing work that I do. So that's, we have to get ready for that.
Do you want to mention that, or?
I don't know if they care about that. If you go to Blog Talk Radio,
it should be Blog Talk Radio / what's the name of your show? Tonight Entry Show?
Entry USA Show or the U.S. Entry Waiver Show. It's both names mixed in there.
Your link's on your website, right?
Yes.
So just check out his website, denied entry to USA.com.
Yeah, denied entry to USA.com.
Yeah, check it out if you're interested in that.
Yeah, the show's listed there.
Yeah. So have a great week. Actually, next week, it'll be September already. So, and we're now in the month of Virgo.
Oh.
And so my tip for the week, just be mindful of everything you say to your kids and how you are with them. So. Mm-hmm.
And, we forgot to play.
Bugging you, it's easy because you're buggable. And bugging you is all I ever want to do. Bugging you is more than just my dreams come true. Everything I do is because I love to bug you.
And also tomorrow's a new moon, so again, actually, it's a great time for set your intentions for the month, goals, what do you want to accomplish for the fall. And, yeah, have a great week.
Oh,
Well, you keep...
Oh, I was going to say for...
Why do you keep playing stuff?
I don't know. I feel like in a mood, just playing mood. Here's one I
So you want to be a fan.
All right, that one's a bit mixed up there.
I'm trying to leave the show on a positive note.
It is positive. Here we go.
Instead of playing the audio clip, positive words.
I want to say, have an excellent, life-changing week. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague.
Not your colleague.
Anyway, in the words of my my true Vulcan friend,
sure.
Live long and prosper.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, where we will continue to discuss the issues that are important to you and only you. No one else. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy. Or check out our website at secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy.com. That's 2ND Chance. Or send us a tweet at secondchancehypno. So until next time, have an excellent, life-changing week. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.